they couldn't even decide whether they wanted the Holy Land or somewhere else. You know, they had the Uganda plan, they had other things. And Theodor Herzl, who was the masterminds behind Zionism, he said, no, listen, guys, we want the Holy Land because, remember, this is like identity theft. He didn't use these words. I'm paraphrasing, of course. He said, for marketing purposes, we need to get the Jews to identify with our movement. So we're going to use Jewish symbols, phrases that are familiar, concepts that are precious, and we're just going to twist them a bit. Kind of.
Yeah. You know what's interesting that on this specific topic, you refer to one of the Zionists in your book who actually recommended the land of Palestine over other lands for the reason that Jews could change their socioeconomic status there.
Mm-hmm.
You say, for example, Jews who immigrated to America tended to remain in the same types of jobs that they had in Europe. Jews in Russia were not involved in farming or agriculture, for example. If the Jews would collectively move to Palestine, they could develop it into a comprehensive social and economic community where Jews could normalize not only their lifestyles, but also their occupations. So there was this notion that it was also not only for religious reasons, but there was this idea that Palestine would make sense from an economic perspective.
It wasn't for religious reasons at all. They wanted the Jews to get together and start a new economy wherever it was. You know, Herzl wanted, actually, the Orthodox Jews, there was a small amount of Orthodox Jews, very misguided, who thought mistakenly that they could kind of exploit the Zionists, that the Zionists will help find a place where the Jews can go where there won't be any anti-Semitism, and as far as ideology and Jewish identity, the rabbis will take care of that. The Zionists presented themselves to many Jews as simply wanting a practical solution to anti-Semitism. That was propaganda. And the rabbis actually said, we don't need the Holy Land, let's take Uganda, because Rabbi Rinus was their leader, that was his name. He said, because if we're just looking for a safe place, why do we have to have the Holy Land? And Herzl, who was anti-religious, he didn't like religious Jews, he said, no, we need the Holy Land because marketing purposes. We want the Jews to feel a sense of being Jewish, but not as a religion, as a nationality. We want them to have a sense of this is a familiar place, the place they've always longed for, but not as a messianic renewal of the world, as a national homeland. You see, artificial Jewish flavoring and artificial Jewish coloring, that's what they did. So it's like taking, I don't know, an apricot-flavored Jelly Belly and trying to get nutrition from it and serving it to these people that eat apricots and say, look, we got this new apricot for you. It was bait. It was a generations and generations of, it was brainwashing. But here's the thing. Israel, in order for the problem in Israel to be solved, Israel has to change its identity. The problem is you cannot have a Jewish country, Jewish state, the way they define a Jewish state, and also be a democracy. And if they want to retain it as a Jewish state, that's the cause of the problem. So the problem is that Israel calls itself the Jewish state. Israel is different than all other countries in the world. All other countries in the world are the countries of their citizens.